if you're the head coach for Kansas City and Herman Edwards, and you've got a bye week coming up after the Denver game, doesn't it make a lot of sense to hold Trent Green out? I mean, I played with Boomer Esiason, and I've seen what happened to Steve Young and Troy Aikman. When you start having concussions, which I assume is the very least of what Trent Green suffered, those things become more and more frequent the more times you get out there without recovery.
Particularly when you're getting older. Older, he's not an old person, but in football sense, he is. I think he's either 36 or going to be 37 here pretty soon. And so that's the thing. The reoccurring thing is the problem that he's looking at. And how much does he want to sacrifice his body, you know, for the sake of playing football? Because, you know, he's been a team guy. He's been a competitor, and that's the reason he got hit, because he was trying to do something for the Chiefs, try to spark him, get something going when they weren't doing very well. And so consequently, he got hurt. But it's going to be up to the doctors. Herm Edwards said that Damon Heward will start against the Denver Broncos, and they're just waiting to see. It's going to be up to the doctors to determine when Trent Green is going to play. Because bear in mind, Priest Holmes took a hit last year in San Diego, and he still hasn't showed up here in Kansas City. The doctors have not given him permission to play. So I think that they're going to take a good, hard look at Trent Green to make sure that they're not going to take any chances of getting him permanently injured.